In later books of the Metaphysics, Aristotle turns his attention to the divine. The divine, God we might say, or the God as Aristotle puts it, is revealed as the principle of being, and revealingly shown to be a being which Aristotle identifies in the heart of Book 12 of the Metaphysics as essentially activity. The divine is that being which is, according to Aristotle, just what it is. And it is in exemplifying that mode of things being what they are that the divine is the explanatory principle of substance and thus of being. So if I ask, what is it that constitutes the being of this horse, or the being of this human being, or the being of this cassowary, and have revealed to me that the fundamental structure of their being is their being what they are, then in invoking that very being, I've invoked the divine nature of being, according to Aristotle. And I have then explained the way in which God could be said to constitute the fundamental principle of all being in the world. When Aristotle describes the God as that being whose essence is activity, this is how he puts it in Book 12 of the Metaphysics, the divine, he says, is a being whose very nature is energia, we can begin to see why it is that Aristotle proved so attractive to the biblically rooted traditions of Islam, of Judaism, and of Christianity. For when Moses, in the book of Exodus, asks the God to identify itself, and God answers merely, "I am what I am," that's a reply that Aristotle would have thoroughly understood. For it's a reply according to which the divine is simply the principle of something's being what it is. And it's only a kind of anxiety and nervousness on Moses' part that asks for a divine principle that has some nature other than the nature being what it is. And that is finally the conclusion of Aristotle's metaphysics. The conclusion of Aristotle's metaphysics is that the fundamental structure of being is exemplified in the fact that each thing is exactly what it is. That may seem to be a rather trite conclusion to come. Here again, I want to urge you that the devil lies in the detail, that is, the real force and richness of the argument in the metaphysics lies in the structured detail by which Aristotle takes us through the arguments that lead us to this conclusion. When we say that the divine is the fundamental principle of substance being, that only constitutes, on Aristotle's view, a reflection of the fact that the paradigmatic instances of substance, not the principle, that is, not the fundamental explanatory principle, but the most obvious instances or examples of substance are animals. Animals like human beings which are living out their life, acting out their being, busy at work, being their animal nature, their horsey nature or their human being or their feline or canine being. And in the next lecture, I'm going to turn to talking about Aristotle's theory of animal life. First, very briefly about what we might think of as his theoretical biology, and then to a discussion of his theory of soul, which, as we will discover, is merely Aristotle's way of talking about the principles of what it is for things to be alive. So that's where we'll turn next time, to a discussion of Aristotle's book called On the Soul and the theory of animal life that he there gives.
This ends Lecture 10. Remember to visit this course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll find additional information about the lectures that you just heard. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399, and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.